Hello and welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This brew has been brought to you by our friends at Petra Automotive Products, Dealership Toolkit, 321 Ignition, M1 Data and Analytics, BenQ, Fixed Ops Marketing, Think Ad Group, and Don Brady Consulting. Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It's Fredlin Arts, the subprime hero.
And we are excited to be brewing solutions with you today. We have a very, very, very special brew for you. And my goodness, you better do your part right now to make sure that other people get the chance to partake of the incredible brew that's coming out of the Car Guy Coffee Cafe today. We are ready for car guys and car gals to share.
Tag. Put their name in there. Let them know what's getting ready to happen. We're getting ready to have some fun in here. We're getting ready to get to know somebody a little bit better. Share some great news and do it all. Let's do this, Lou.
We are about to seriously break out the cage on you all and show you what is happening inside of the automotive industry that is really making sure that things are getting upshifted and uplifted. So tag your friends and get excited, because we have some really special brewing that's happening for you.
Get solutions. Woo! You need to make sure you do.
A forward thinking. Like when I watch his videos, I feel like I'm watching futuristic videos. He has such great
His production.
He's so ahead of the curve already. And
he makes it look easy, bro.
He does make it look easy. he makes me believe that I can do it, right? That's why
I believe I can do it.
Because we have people that, I mean, you get the I believe that can fly, because he just watched them do a dunk.
Hey, listen. This man is more than just a car guy. He's a family man. You know, one of the things when I was scheduling this, what I really loved about it was he was one to make sure he had time for his children before he got on the show. 100%. And he said, hey, they might even pop in, and I'm okay with that. I love kids. I'm a family man myself, and so is Lou. Lou has four beautiful children that he's raised into beautiful adults that are just doing some amazing stuff in this world. I have one child, which I'm blessed enough to have that one, and he's 17, getting ready to turn 18 this year. Proud of him so much. I love it, and he's much like that. And this guy is an amazing person. I got to watch a cool video of him dunking a basketball. He was doing it like it was nothing. He was like,
I could fly. Yogurt.
You know, so I loved it, man. And I'm excited to have this conversation with him, because he's somebody that once I found his content and I started watching his content, I was just like, wow, I was floored by how good it was and the knowledge that he brings out there. He's always has a smile on his face, which to me is the most important thing we wear every single day.
Every day.
Every single day. And he's just a good, good person. I don't know how to explain it. I was joking with Lou before the show. I said, man, look at this Denzel Washington looking dude, man. He's just beautiful. I mean, he's got it made.
This
life is good. It's easy.
If you play Denzel in the Denzel movie,
man,
this is who they're calling.
Man,
I'm excited about
that. That is
it.
Absolutely.
Car guys, car gals, do us a favor and help us to welcome from the, I mean, he's got a custom car guy shirt.
Oh, dude.
Custom car guy coffee shirt.
Yes.
Man, Cage Automotive, Mr. Duran himself. That's what I call him. Duran, welcome to the cafe. Thank you so much. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, sir. Like Duran.
That's right. That's what we said.
All right,
yes,
cool.
Heck yeah. Awesome. Well, we don't get the chance to have too many conversations with you. And this one is one that we're valuing so, so much. And my goodness, that shirt though.
It is hot.
Wow.
I don't even have that color scheme. I need to get that one, man. That's hot.
The matching mug too.
Mug. Get you some.
We're going to have to definitely send you some more swag to wear, because you make it look good, bro. Seriously. So we'll get that thing.
I'll take a picture of that right there. Everybody smile.
Yes.
No, I love it, man. Awesome. Thank you for being on the show, man. Cage Automotive. I love the logo for yours too, man. I got to get me one of your shirts too. Do you look good in those? I love it. That logo just looks so official. It's really nice. Man, you keep it classy, bro. Everything you do, man. So we like it.
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on. It's been fun. Hey, and this is new, because this is the first. I've never actually, if you guys notice, I don't do a lot of live content. And so this is the first live I've ever done on social media first, interview live. So this is pretty cool. Everything I've done has been pre-recorded podcast. So this is the first live. So you guys are a record breaker.
Man, it's awesome. And welcome to the world of live. What I could tell you and what I love about live is that it's there, it's done. There is no, if you make mistakes, it's okay. You can hurdle through them. And it actually shows people that it's okay to make mistakes. I do a lot of my content. If you see it, the quick brews, they're all 100% live. I do everything. Yeah. It takes me a minute to 2 minutes to do them. I try to, and I kind of got a self clock inside me. I almost hit it at 2 minutes every time now. And it's something beautiful. But I, even through the mistakes, sometimes you it's something gorgeous comes out of it. Like you'd be surprised. Yeah. Like you say something, you make the mistake, and then you stumble through it. But people see that and they feel that. It's more authentic. But I mean, I'm gonna tell you something though.
Missing a good shot.
Your content is so smooth, it feels live. Like I didn't even think about it was never live because that's how good it is, man. You bring it out and you bring authenticity to it. You bring a good energy about it, man. And it's very impressive. No, seriously. Like I watch a lot of content out there, and I share a lot of content, and your stuff is very, very top notch. I mean, it's not just the look, it's what you bring and the knowledge that you're putting out there and what you're trying to share. So you're bringing stuff to salespeople, you're bringing it to management, you're bringing it to organizations, culture, you're doing everything that needs to be talked about, and you're amplifying what this frequency that we're all trying to amplify right now, which is let's change this car business and make it better so that our kids want to be in this business where their kids want to be in this business, you know? Yeah. And it's a generational thing, and it should be, you know, it shouldn't be an embarrassing field to be in, and you make it not embarrassing at all. You make it seem like it's something that, man, I want to go to work and make it do, you know? So I appreciate you, man.
Great honor.
Yeah. No, thank you. And I love when you said that, because, you know, we had that phone call and we kind of hit it off right there. We were talking about that. Like, you know, I think it's amazing for the automotive industry, what's going on, like what you guys are doing, you know, and bringing so much positive energy. Like, man, when I scroll and I see you dancing and you doing your thing, man, like it's just, it's so cool, because if you're not in the automotive industry and you're seeing this, you're like, you're kind of interested. Like, what is this going on? Like, what's all this positivity? Like, there's so much positive energy that's going on in the automotive industry that I think it's going to attract a lot of great client, you know, benefit a lot of lives, because there was a negative stigma there for such a long time. And I think there's still a little bit of that, but yes. When you're seeing what everybody's doing now and with social media, some of what the salespeople are doing, it's just really cool. And so I'm right there with you. Like, I hope we can keep this movement going and just keep it all about, the employee's experience, the customer experience, and just loving, man. I mean, that's what it all boils down to, is just spreading that love.
100%. It's you attract what you put out there, right? So when we were being so negative in this business, putting out shade out there, you know, and doing all the wrong things that it comes to this business, we attracted that into the business, so which caused it to amplify. Now we're trying to amplify the complete opposite: positivity, people who have ethics, people who have core values, people who will do it the right way the first time, have integrity without people being there watching them. You don't need the accountability to do it right, but the accountability helps. Don't get me wrong. We talk about that. You talk about that. But at the same time, it's great to hear people like you, to be able to put you on a show like ours and be able to share your story and be able to tell people that, hey, this business, there's light here, and let's share this light and let's keep growing together. Man,
whew. I mean, a lot of it is connected to the seeds that are sown.
Yes, sir.
So the seeds that were sown inside of generations before were negative seeds. It was negative seeds towards the customer, negative seeds towards our competitors,
no doubt,
negative seeds towards the people that helped prop us up. Right. There was that's how business was in the early 1900s. That's how business was. It was cutthroat. The only way we could advance is to cut down someone else. Right. Those mindsets had to die in order for the new seeds to start finding a way to flourish, in order to see the growth and good fruit. And that's these good relationships. That's these good movements in the community. That's the good movements inside of business. That's the
great
successes of life that we all want. But it's not just the victories that we have on the sales board. It's making sure that we're present to see what's happening on our kids' scoreboard, right? It's making sure that we make the flow to live a full, flourishing life in and out of the car business, no matter where we're sipping our solutions, right? No matter where we're drinking our coffee and having our time, getting in a direction that is always brewing solutions works in the car business, in the marketing business, in the daycare business. It doesn't matter. If you're going to find a challenge, the ultimate objective at that point is to recognize you're probably the one to bring the solution. And you are doing that in the industry. You are constantly pouring out some incredible stuff. And people can get this everywhere. You're everywhere. And we love it. And that's what we're talking about. That's a solutionary that
massive
we're
excited action.
To brew with. And we want to jump into a five-liner with you to find out about
I know how excited you are about the five-liner.
We got to
do the 4D if you know the deal.
3F. You know the deal.
We do.
We do have to get this thing down. You guys see, I rock it on my chest quite a bit. Forgive, focus, fly. And this is what we're about. There's something about the forgive to me that's really important. And
powerful.
It is. Lou, can you explain what this is all about real quick?
Well, forgive, focus, fly. That will be the name of the first book fully authored by Lou Ramirez for adults, but there'll be a children's version of it first. The ultimate call to action for everybody, whether you're young, you're old, you're experienced, you're not, you're wealthy, you're poor, it's to release the weight and the arresting power of unforgiveness. Wiping that off frees you up. It literally frees you up. You then have freedom to focus.
That's right.
Which then gives you the know-how, the ability, the understanding to then open up and fly and trust. Put full faith and trust that where it is that you have been focusing on, you can go. But it's impossible for you to go there unless you forgive. It's impossible for you to fly too far unless you're focused on things that are way up above. And that once you get there, once you get to the pinnacle, once you get to the top, once you get above all of these things that are below and here on the earth, you keep growing. Keep growing.
Growing. That's right.
All you car guys and car gals, join us as we get ready to forgive, focus, and fly with our friend, Duran Cage. On three, car guys and car gals. 1, 2, 3. Come on, get your hands here. Get your hands here right here on the shoulders. There you go. Hands on the shoulders. You got to wipe it off. 1, 2, 3. Forgive.
I love it.
Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Yeah. Come on. Come on. There we go. All right. Now we are stretched. We are ready.
Let's go.
Got a little bit moving inside of our bloodstream. Car guys and car gals that are hanging out with us still, go ahead and put a coffee cup emoji in here. We are getting ready for a five-liner, a great cup of coffee and a conversation with the solutionary I'm excited to hang out with. Ah, let's do this, Fred.
Oh, man. You know, we got these five questions we love to ask all our guests. And so, Duran, I could tell you, I already have a great feeling about this. This is going to bring some energy. I think people need to hear your story, hear how you got to where you're at. So the first question I like to ask is the same question I ask everybody. It's your purpose. It's your why. What gets you motivated every single day to go out there and be the best version of Duran?
Hands down, my family, you know, my wife, kids, that's what it's all about, man. It's just like they're my why. They're the reason I get up. You know, and I get up early, you know, you kind of have to, especially you've got some kids, whether you have kids or not, but definitely if you have kids with school, you have to be prepared. But hands down, you know, they're my why, you know, just getting up and just trying to give them a life that I didn't have, give them experiences that I didn't have. That's really what it's about, man. It just fuels me, you know, so they're hands down my why that gets me up every single morning, just write my goals down. And just making sure that I'm investing in myself to be the best version of myself that I can be, the best husband that I can be, and the best father that I can be to them. You know, because I'm definitely not perfect, far from it. You know, lots of mistakes and lots of, you know, we've all got our own issues, right? So we've had to come through that, come from that. And so what's gotten me here to this point where I'm at, you know, all this content you see and this Duran Cage guy, but the thing that fuels me each and every day is my kids and my wife, my family. That's what it's all about.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. That's a great answer. Family is where it all starts. It really does. In your heart. Your heart is where it starts. And when your heart is fulfilled and it's full, you start to overflow. It's everything in life. When you have a good home life and you're overflowing, you spread that to your work life, to your friends, to everybody. But it has to be at home, and you have to make sure they're taken care of. Because if you give it to everyone else and you mistreat these people, your life at home is not going to be good. And that's the most important thing. That's the way you are able to share. Start with your one self, and self is your family. It's all that stuff. Take care of those things. I love that answer, man. And I'm sure your family knows that answer already. I had a feeling that was going to be the answer too. Yes. I could tell. You're much like us. We love our families so much to the point where we would do anything for them. We adjust our lifestyles. We go and we adjust our schedules for whatever they need to make them happy, because we want them to be happy, because that makes us happy. You know, so great stuff, man. Great.
Comes from solid, strong, deep, great roots.
Yes, sir.
Healthy roots, right? That's where great fruit comes from. And you are turning the tide for the automotive industry, for marketing, for many different segments of people that are coming from one class of understanding life and what's expected to seeing a whole other potential opportunity, and being able to recognize that can be sown and picked up by anybody. And that's almost the superpower now, is to see how many of these people that we can get our message and our heartbeat to, that unlocks them to then fully turning on the light that's inside of them. Right. Because you're not doing this all because you want to build up your name. Right. We don't go forward trying to build up a name of us. We go out there with a message and a solution for someone else. Even down to the selling of the vehicle. Sir, ma'am, I'm only here because you have a problem. I'm a professional at fixing. Let's figure this out together and move on to doing the rest of life, right? And you're doing that now. You're doing that consistently. And that's a big piece of why we have these relationships with people like you, because we want to do more of what you're doing and vice versa, right? We want to pour in your cup, share and receive what it is that you have to pour into ours.
Man.
So what our audience often gets is a little bit of that trail of how this solutionary got into the automotive industry. So Durant, what brought you into the car business?
There you go.
Yeah. So I love when I get this question, because it goes back, you know, so you got to go back to my roots, which is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, so that's where I'm from, you know, get you some green chili. Yeah, go on down
I should have made a left turn in Albuquerque.
Yes, you know that old joke,
Bugs Bunny?
Yes.
I made a wrong turn in Albuquerque. Yeah, I always used to say that.
Yep. So I'm actually a military brat. So, you know, I've traveled all over the world, you know, Turkey, England.
Air Force brat, weren't you?
Yeah.
I can tell when you were in Albuquerque talking about all these other beautiful spots. That's not an Army brat. That's an Air Force brat. Nice, man.
That's right. Air Force, hands down, Kirtland Air Force Base. And, you know, my father retired from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base up in Ohio. Yeah. And so when he retired, that's where we moved, was in New Mexico. And so I planned on being in the military as well. You know, I was ready to serve, you know, just keep it going. And my best friend invited me to his home, and it kind of exposed me to a different life. You know, I actually just had a phone call with his dad. Like, we're still connected, but his father owned a dealership. His name is Ken Zangier. My best friend's Casey Zangier, but his dad owned a dealership. And I remember when he invited me over. I mean, they had this beautiful home, and the biggest thing that stood out was he had his own, you know, bedroom, bathroom, game room, entertainment room. And I was just curious. I was like, how did this all happen? You know, they kind of brought me into that family, you know, and it was crazy because I never was exposed to that. You know, I only thought that you get wealth just by either hip hop, you know, playing sports or something like that. And when he told me, he's like, no, my dad, you know, he sold cars, saved his money, and he owns a dealership, and we own the number one Dodge dealership in New Mexico. And I'm like, so where do you go to school to sell cars, though? Like, how does that work?
I asked the same question, man. I know that question. I know how you feel.
Yeah. I was like, where did he go to learn that? He's like, oh, no, you just, you know, you work hard and you work your way up and you can do that. It's almost like, so you can have all this by becoming a businessman and by selling cars. Like, yeah. So I was just like, man, end of story. I'm going to sell cars. And literally, Memorial Day weekend, in 2002, we were all selling cars that summer. I mean, I was still 17 years old. And we were selling cars at the dealership. So it's just, you know, my best friend, with him, his father being in the automotive industry, and then me just loving the experience, connecting with people and just helping people, man. Like, there was, like, you guys know what it's like, that first car that you sell, like that first family that you help out. I remember it was a lady, she bought a Dodge Dakota, and I had to have my friend help me because it's like four of us working at the dealership and I didn't know how to do the paperwork. I was so mad because he got 50%. If he's watching this, you know who you are. And he got me good. Got my commission slip. I was like, what happened? But, but that, you know, it's like the same feeling that customers get when they buy. It's the same feeling that you have when you sell that first car. Yeah. It's just like, whoa, you just impacted their life. And so it just became contagious. And so that's what got me into the car business was one, seeing what the car business could do. Cause I was like, I'm going to try to own one of these dealerships. I literally wrote that down for 10 years straight that I was going to own a dealership. And so that's where that came from. And then it just kind of transitioned just throughout the growth when it went from, you know, selling cars to then working on the manufacturer side, then back into retail. So, but yeah, long answer to your short question, but that's what sparked it was just knowing. When you get to see what's possible in this industry, that's what I was like, oh man, I'm all in on this.
That legacy. I mean, a legacy was left through a friend's father. You know what I mean? They showed you something. That is what this game is all about. This game of life we play, folks. Reach out there. You know, I did a quick brew yesterday. It was called Be Open to New Other Cultures and Ideas and Thoughts, right? And that's what it was. Like we are, it's like that, you know, rich dad, poor dad. You get taught certain things. This is the lifestyle you get taught. And this is all you think there is out there. But then you realize by meeting somebody like a good friend like you have, a best friend, you go to his house and you see, what? Seriously? Yeah. Like, people live like this? This is crazy, right? Like, and he's like, yeah, man, my dad's a car guy. Yep. You're like, okay, I'm interested. And that's much like, you know, my story's a little different. That's, you know, I'm not here to talk about my story, but I did. I ran into somebody very similar. You know, I was like, okay, wow, this life is beautiful, right? So congratulations and thank you for sharing that with us, man. And Air Force, Brad, I was in Air Force myself 4 years. So I love the Air Force. Hoorah Air Force is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Yes.
Well, I appreciate it. And thanks to your father. I was an Army brat. So I, you know, when you started naming those bases, like, man, my dad never went to anything near as cool as that, you know. But no, man, really cool stuff. Hey, before we go any further, I wanted to just really quick shout out to a lot of people just commenting left and right. We have so many people. Amanda, she's out there. She's been dropping all kinds of gems. She's having a great time listening to your story. Thank you, Amanda, for being here. Scott Trainer, he's here. We got my boy John Pellegrino. That's my accountant. He's doing some things. Trey, what's going on? Trey Alston. He says, let's go to Red.
That's my man. Yes, right hand. Yes, sir.
Danny Murphy says hello. We have let's see. Sean Welsh is on here talking. What's up, Sean?
What's up,
need
Sean?
To burn down other folks' spot to build your own. Yes, he's right. Build other people up. Always do that. You got Zach Branch. Oh, man. Hey, what's up, Zach?
Huge help. Yeah, Zach Branch, great people, man. Really good people. I've been really fortunate to be connected with some, literally, like, it's been all about people, man. People that have helped me along the way, people that have picked me up when I was broken, you know, like it really is. It's all about people. Like, that's why we're here now, dude. Like, we're here because we got connected, you know, like, and so it's really cool. It's like, once you start trying to connect with people instead of just trying to get numbers, that's when your life, you know, that's like, for me, that's what's impacted me this year. It's just like, I've got away from just volume and just like, I want to grow a brand to, I want to connect with people. And that's why we're here. So it's really cool.
I love it, man. And that's the whole thing. What you put out in the universe is what you get back. We all put this frequency out there. You're putting that frequency out there. We're putting that frequency out there. There's so many people. Ron Gaverick, he's a huge fan of yours too. Good friend. You know, he loves you to death.
I love him too, man.
We were fortunate enough to have him on the show. Great guy. Loving his growth right now with his podcast, the Automotive Architect. Keep growing, my friend. Yes. I love sharing people's content. We have the Car Guy, Car Gal Cafe. You're always invited. Please put your content in there anytime, man. I'm not one of those guys who's like, oh, you can't promote your stuff. I want you to promote your stuff. I want people to see that this business is beautiful, that this business is positive. And you're doing that, man. So thank you for being here. So, man, next question. My third question for you is going to be about people that have lifted you up. You've kind of mentioned a few, and maybe I shouldn't ask this question because you kind of answered this a little bit, but maybe there'll be somebody else. Who in this business has really been the one that's helped you turn to the next level? Like, you were doing well, and then all of a sudden somebody just kind of mentored you and is like, hey, look, do this and that, and here's how it goes.
There's so many. It's almost not. I do, even though she's not in the business, I definitely have to give a lot of credit to my wife, man. Like, it's really hard to do what I'm doing as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, really. You know, I'm working on a team right now, but to be able to try to keep growing and doing what I'm doing, it's just, it couldn't be possible without her. Like, she's been super strong. If you've ever seen me post on her, I say she's the leader of our household. Like, she keeps it going with, when you got four kids, virtual learning and me traveling all over the place. But so she's there because, you know, sometimes you have some tough days and you got to have somebody to talk to. And so she's that one. But from an industry standpoint, I would say that there's been some great leaders along the way. Like the owner that I worked for at the dealership, his name was Mr. Vines, Alan Vines Automotive. He was huge in terms of growing me and maturing me because I was a sorry little leader, man. Like I became a general sales manager at a young age. And man, I was terrible. Like I went around talking crazy to people and just like, if you don't do this, you're fired. And one day he brought me in his office. He shut the door and he humbled the snot out of me, man. Like I'm talking about broke me down and then built me back up to show me this is what you need to do to lead. And it really flipped me on my head. And then in terms of what I'm doing now in the entrepreneur space, hands down, I have to give it to Corey Mosley. He's my mentor and business coach. And so me and Corey connected because back in the digital dealer days in 2008, I actually went and listened to him speak and he outsold a room. Like we were standing outside, standing room only listening to him speak. And I was like, man, one day I'm going to meet him. Like this dude is sharp. And it's crazy. You fast forward 10 years later and here we are. I'm sitting here asking him to be my coach because he's kind of stepping out of the industry and moving into business and coaching entrepreneurs. And so I reached out to him and it was like August or September. And what happened was I'm like, I feel really confident. I can go into any dealership or a company and transform their culture and help their people. But in terms of running a business, I didn't have that skill set. Like, cause this is still a business. Like there's a lot of gifted people out there that could train and coach and do whatever. But the hardest thing is the business side of it. Like you still have to run it, operations, invoices, billing, marketing. And so he kind of had to like get me, like break the business down and really make it clear. You know, like we need to bring clarity to your business. Like, what is it that you do? How do you do it? And so once we did that and we got really clear and then we created a plan, he's been able to help me grow and double my revenue every single year since we've been working together. So if you know, mentors, as you guys know, they are so important because there's like you have to put your pride aside, though, because it's hard because you could want to row in one direction and think that you're going this path and your mentor could see something like, no, man, I don't think that's the right way to go. And you have to humble yourself to be able to listen to that and hear somebody tell you like, okay, I'm listening to you. And, you know, he holds me accountable, like to the accountability that, you know, some of those calls you don't want to have. Right. So he's like, ooh, I don't want to get on the phone with him because he'll tell me things that I need to do. And some of the things that he'll ask me to do are very uncomfortable. And I'm like, man, I don't want to do it. And he'd be like, dude, you got to do it. Yeah. And so, so now fast forward, I mean, he's been a huge asset. He's like a big brother to me. And so, if I started this all the way over, I would have connected with a mentor before I started because I would have been way further along. But it's just a lot of times, I don't know. I guess it's that auto industry in us, right? Because a lot of us, we sold cars. We really didn't get a dedicated mentor to like work with us. A lot of us just hit that pavement and figured it out. And that's what I try to do with business. And that wasn't an effective strategy. So that's kind of who I would spread it out, starting with the home front, then talking about, you know, an incredible leader that I had at the dealership, Mr. Vines, and then fast forward it to Corey Mosley. He's been a huge help with business.
That's beautiful, man. And honestly, man, that you smooth. I know that what's so nice about that, this is what I mean. You're live. You're great live. And, you know, I encourage you to do more live stuff because this is so authentic. And I see the authenticity of it, man. Your wife, 100%, we agree. Our wives are our bosses, right? And without them, I wouldn't be half the man I am today because I'm so dang immature, right? So I absolutely appreciate her so much for being the lady at the house who takes care of everything for me and making sure that I don't have to worry about certain things. I do that for her too. We do that as a team. That's the beautiful part, man. You work on that. Happy wife, happy life. You know, we all hear that. Yeah. It's so true, but it works both ways. Like if she wasn't treating me great, why would I do the same?
House.
There you go, money. Right?
That's it, man. I'm writing like that down. I've never heard that before.
Our wives know what it takes too, because if we're out of order, we will offset everything too. Trust me, if my wife's not in a good mood, the kids know, everybody knows what's up. We got to make the whole mountain shift, right? That's what has to happen, and we're all in this together. Right, kids? We're all going to make mommy happy, yes. Right? Okay, just, you know that, you know, everybody knows, hey, you're the one that did it. Like, you know, the kids will look at each other like, you're the one that said that. You're the one that just said that. It ruined all the fun we just having. But vice versa, right? If there's that bad day, the wife knows exactly how to correct that, knows how to get us back in our line, knows how we have to be launched off
yes.
work, knows how we have to be received, right? There's a yes. maturity that comes inside of that time in that marriage that helps you to understand. And it's that relationship. It's every relationship in all. I mean, of course, that's the most intimate of all relationships is that husband and wife, that spouse relationship.
Best friends.
But the goal is to make each other happy. I want to make her the happiest wife there ever was. And that's the goal that she has also, right? And
yeah.
we all take what it different stuff inside of our coffee
that's right.
makes it good for us. And we all have to learn each other's flavor, right?
And you know,
but, what your wife wants in her coffee.
Absolutely.
Same thing in everything. Okay. Same thing in everything.
Man, there's no doubt about yeah. it. You know, and what I love is your journey. You told a good story there, like the way you explained yes. that, the way you talked about how when you got into a dealership and you know, with Mr. Vines and he's helping you and you're learning. And then you go to, of course,
yeah.
current business now. Now, mentorship 100% is key. That's why I love that question. You know, without mentorship, I think a lot of us don't get to where we're at today. Matter of fact, I know that we have been mentored since we were children. Sometimes we are mentored, yeah. right? Our parents did their best. We all do our best as parents too, right? To mentor our children. Yeah. We're the first mentor in their lives. We're the first influence. We're the first person they look up to. I want to be just like you. So it's important to show those attributes and show those types of characteristics to your children as a mentor yourself. But when you meet people like you have in business and in this business, you're right. We're all good at certain things. We're good closers. We're this, we're that. But we may not be good at business, running a business, or know how to because we've never done that before. We've only Correct. Worried about what we do here. Now, like you said, there's a lot of great car people out there and they try and they just keep falling apart. Now, mentorship is key. I love that you found that, man. That's smart of you to do so, and that's important that you did that. And I may need to get his phone number. So, you know, because we're doing our thing too. So, man, no, that's great stuff, man. Thanks for sharing that.
No, that's, kudos to everybody. Powerful, again, that you see the honor. You didn't get there by way of not honoring somebody when they brought correction. And that's a message that we have to get to everybody is be mindful of how you receive correction. That's in the Word, folks. It's in the Bible. Okay, you have to be mindful of how you do that. And your level of maturity is determined based off of how you respond to it.
Straight up.
And so you can read every book that there is about how to get your mindset right. But the core thing you have to make sure you fix is the way that you respond to correction. Because that's the only way you're ever going to right the ship. That's the only way that you're going to get on the course that you're supposed to go is if you take that correction, whether it be from God himself or it be from a person that you're leading. Sometimes they'll tell you, you're leading me wrong, man. You can't talk to me that way. You can't show it to me that way. Or I don't learn like this. And then you guess what you have to do? Figure out how to soldier that soldier, right? Figure out how to mentor that one that you're leading. And that's something that you learn over time and you become this sword. You know, that achieves great things and you get a couple of nicks on you, right, from time to time. And there's always a resharpening that comes. So inside of that, let's talking about those nicks and those bumps in the road.
Yes, sir.
What was it that you would say would be the hardest lesson that you've ever had to learn inside of your career thus far, other than how important it is to have a mentor? You can't use that one.
The hardest lesson, I would say the hardest lesson that I've learned is if you are a poor leader, you will be found out, you know? And so it seems like the hardest lessons though have led to the greatest successes. So I don't want to get real negative on it. It's just like, I told you that situation with Mr. Vine saying like when he pulled me in, like the hardest lesson was learning that I wasn't as good as I thought I was, if that makes sense. Like that is a hard lesson when you think that you're here and somebody tells you like, nah, you're down here. And so I've done that both in the business sense and on the personal side. You know, on the personal side, I thought I was here when really as a person, I was down here. So the hardest lesson is to learn like, how do you look in the mirror and really like pick yourself apart about the areas of your life that you need to grow on, and then really get honest with yourself and then figure out, okay, I need to fix that, you know? And so it's really, that's a hard thing for me to do sometimes, because you think that you're something, like you think you're the best of the best, but mm-hmm. when you either find out on your own or you find out through others that you're not, that's a hard lesson, because then you have to make the adjustments, you have to pivot to become better. And so that's been like one of the hardest lessons. So it's kind of like failure, pretty much, is what I'm getting at, is just when you fail, you know, when you either, you know, the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one. But in terms of being a leadership at a dealership and a leader and somebody bringing you to the side and just saying, you actually are horrible, like you suck. That's a tough lesson, you know, and it's really hard. But on the other side of that is somebody saying, you're not good, but here's what you can do to be great. You know, and so taking that information and then just practicing it, because you can't become a great leader, a great salesperson, or anything overnight. It's just once you get that information and then you decide to do something with that information to make yourself better, whether, like I said, on the business side for me and the personal side, is experiencing failure is like the toughest lesson for me. But the biggest blessing from it is what you learn after you get through that experience. Like, I'm not here without the failures that I've had in my life, without the failures I've had in business, without the failures I've had on a personal side. It doesn't exist without having that tough lesson of failure. So failure is hands down the hardest lesson, because it's a momentum killer. You know, it's you feel like, especially in your mind, you feel like you're crushing it. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times in my mind, I'm thinking that I'm doing a great job, and then you get derailed and somebody points out your flaws, and then you're kind of back to ground zero. But then again, the blessing is, okay, now you've redirected and you're down the right path. You're a lot better person from it. So hopefully that kind of answers the question. It's like, tough lesson for me is just experiencing failure, both on the personal side and the business side. But the best blessing from it is just making sure that I'm really listening to the information about why I'm not getting the results that I thought I was getting, if that makes sense, and then putting that into practice to help me grow through it.
Brother, 100%. You know, and I love it, and you're 100% right. But that's what's so beautiful about that. That's you stay uncomfortable and you're growing. The biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. And once you realize that, and you realize that you have to, no matter how good you are, that there's always something that could be tweaked or adjusted, or just you know, completely evolve. Just evolve something, because things do change. The world changes daily. People change. Cultures change. The way that cars are being bought in the last 10 years is way different, right? So it's even the way banks are buying cars. So always be ready for a change. Always be looking for those things that you have to learn. And the more you learn, the more you're growing. When you're dying only when you stop growing. You're dying, and you're not happy when you are just doing nothing, folks. When you're truly comfortable is when it really isn't fun anymore. And that's when things you tend to, like, things starting to fall apart. It's always working to be better at everything that you're part of, whether it's, like he talked about his family earlier, whether it's talking about his business, talking about when he first got in the car business. When you talk about failure is beautiful. Don't think of it as a bad word. Think of it as an opportunity to learn and to not have to – you learn this. Now, don't do it again. Simple. It sounds that simple, but don't do it again. Learn something from it and become better.
Don't be defined.
Yes.
No. Right? No one is perfect. Correct. You know, you have to worry about imperfections. I never worry about if I'm better than Duran or Lou or anybody. I worry about how much better can I be than myself. That's it. How much more improvement can I give myself every single day? And that works so great. Don't focus on other people. Help other people. Help other people, share with other people, love other people, but do not compare yourself to other people. There's no point. And you're going to get stuck. Because there's so many people in this world. If I try to start comparing myself, I'm going to get depressed and be like, why? Why am I not Elon Musk and have all the money in the world, right? I came up with that electric idea, you know, whatever, right?
So compare it to like a kid going up to you and say, you know what, father, I'm the best kid. I'm the best one. I'm better than them because of this. Imagine how long that conversation goes with a good father to be like, you know what? You are absolutely right. You're the best at being you. And I love you as my favorite, just like I love your sister as my favorite, who's the very best at being her.
Yes.
And and making that correction and understanding that that's how Father sees us, right? Mm-hmm. Every single one of us are the favorite. And the, yes, the hope and the glory is that we each achieve fully what it is we're here to achieve and be, mm-hmm. right? When I give a good gift to my kids, I want to see them live it out. Not because I don't want another kid to, but because I want to see them. That's who I'm investing in, right? And I want them to be very much sharing of the gifts that they have, right? And letting other yes. people partake in the goodness that they have, whether it's our home, right? Fred has so many – I'm over here talking on the wrong camera.
That's okay.
Fred has so many kids that find their way sleeping all throughout the basement here, right? And inside of the home, and I love it because when we have these connections to – the other generation and show them, look, we can share what it is that we have with you. And what we have is actually yours and achievable for you too. Whether or not yeah. you have the example of it, there's good fruit that's available. And let me show you where it is. No different than there being really great peaches at a great peach stand. This is where it is. Let me show you the way, right? This is the exit you need to get off of if you want to achieve the good fruit, right?
Right.
We're trying to be those examples to ones that are following us and also those that we're following. We want to show mm-hmm. them the good fruit that comes from their deposits, from what they've put inside of us. We want to say, look, you've given me this blessing. You've given me this gift. You've given me these tools. Look what I've done with it. Every single car guy that's ever sowed something into me, whether negative or positive, I want them to look and say, man, I'm so glad that I had the chance to have that opportunity with Lou. And I'm so thankful that I was enriched by that occurrence. That's the culture shift.
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually are adding to each other. We actually are not hoarding and holding on to what's inside of our cup or our pot itself, but we're pouring it into each other's, right? You're literally connected. You're doing similar stuff in a similar space that we're flowing in, right? And you're here, you're on our show, rocking our shirt in support.
I love it, man.
Right? In honor. And that's what we want to do with you, right?
That's how you grow.
There's a way to go higher if we really fly together. When you see birds move in sequence, I'm going to get all philosophical and magical in my philosophy flows, right? But there's so much that's to being that. It's not an abracadabra. It's an intentional thing, right? Yeah. There isn't a magical phrase or word track you can say to make life happen the way that you've have done it. It takes intent. It takes you focusing on it, and it takes you pursuing it and getting over your fears with this incredible, powerful tool that people need to learn how to activate inside of themselves, and that's faith.
Oh, man.
And you're achieving great things. And we're honored to have you here. We get fanfaring a lot. You know what I mean? It's at least what my wife calls it. Right. But I love having people that do great stuff get the chance to spend time with us. Cause if we didn't step out and start reaching out to have different conversations, this opportunity would have never made its way for us to meet. And you're a great person that we can kick it with on many different levels, but is beating the same drum someplace else. And that's when you realize that your brand is doing it. When a Hershey bar was excited about it being on both sides of the country and it tasted the same, then McDonald's did that. Pizza Hut did yes. that. Car Guy Coffee's doing that. You know what I mean? All of these
Cage
things.
Cage Automotive's doing that. You know right, what I'm saying? Right.
It's happening.
Worldwide.
It's so that's much right. easier to make your brand right. national. You guys don't understand how far advanced we are from where our elders were. The fight was heavy because yeah. it was scarce sources. Now they're plentiful and people still just don't want to go to work on that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? On the improvement. But I say that all to say you're just a great solutionary that we're honored to be here with. And, yes, and sir. You know, I want to just add to everything that you're saying. Yes, that is 100% Car Guy Coffee approved. We are so thankful to be able to stamp you with the seal of approval. And we still have one
that's
more
right.
question.
So.
Left.
Last question. Oh, kind of sad, man. Duran, I've been having so much fun with you, brother. Seriously, man, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person yes. one day and just in vibing. I have a feeling we're going to vibe.
I was just thinking that.
There's going to yeah. probably be something very amazing come out of that meeting. But anyway, that being said, yes. But my last question is one of my favorite questions, you know, and the reason why I love this question is because it's about the great stuff, right? We've talked about a lot of amazing stuff so far. We've talked about your why and your family and how amazing and how much energy they bring to you. We talked about why you got in this business, how you got in this business. And of course, it was because you saw the light. You saw something different and you saw something more in life. Of course, that's why we get in this business, right? And it's the reason why we stay. We made it a profession, a career, not a job, right? Mm-hmm. Then we moved on. Then we talked about who were your mentors. We talked about your wife, Mr. Vines, and was it Mobley or Mosley?
Mosley, Corey Mosley. Yeah.
So three important people in three different levels. Now, I love that. I love it. I love how you brought honor to them. And then, of course, we just talked about things that happen that can be failures and that are beautiful because failures actually are just an opportunity for you to become better than you ever were. That's all it is every single time. So it's a positive thing to fail. But it's something hard to learn. It's hard for us to learn because we're used to winning all the time. We're taught in our culture as young kids to always win. You need to win. Especially our generation, right? Win. Now it's kind of everybody's a winner, right? But back in the day, it was like we were winning. And I love that. It was that drive. That's that generational drive that we have. We get into it. So we learn that failure actually is a beautiful thing. It's actually the best thing that we can have because when you get broke down and then you get rebuilt back up, you can find new ways to be able to do it better. And you're more open to it, honestly. So that being said, we're down to the fifth question. Now, the fifth question is, what's been the greatest reward for you from everything that you've had from the car business? What has been your greatest reward?
Did my camera die? It looked like it died. Let's move it over some. Because it looked like it was frozen for a second. Hold on. We might have to switch cameras. I've got a couple different cameras. Do you see that? I was looking at myself, why am I not blinking? Here we go. Let's switch it to FaceTime.
There you guys see me now? I do see you now.
Yeah, I think I use a couple different Canons, and my Canon looks like it went out. So you guys can see my tint.
That was a Canon.
No wonder it's such a good camera. I'm like over here, like, man, how does this stuff look like? Like movie star quality camera.
What camera was that?
Right? Yeah, that was definitely going to be something.
It's a Canon M50, and like when it gets low, it just goes dark. So I'm looking at it now, like, yeah, this isn't looking good. So let's switch it back to. We'll switch back to the FaceTime. Cool. All right. Cool. So you said the greatest reward that I've received in this business.
Yes, sir.
Man, I only have one. I would honestly though, the greatest reward is one of the reasons why I get up every single day outside of my family, right? The best reward I get is when somebody sends you a message to this device right here that says that they won because of something that you invested in them. Like hands down, that's it. You know, the fact that there's people now that are finance directors that used to be internet managers, there's BDC managers that are now working on being finance directors over, you know, like there's so many people that are growing, that are moving, that are doing massive, massive things. And to know that you can be, you're a part of that journey. So it's kind of like how maybe it feels for my mentor who gets to watch me grow. It's 100%. The same feeling that I get when I see dealerships or when I see people thrive. It just, man, you almost get emotional about it because you get to say, think about it. You can affect generations in a positive way because of something that you've done. So like even when I'm training and I'm investing in people, I'm always asking them, don't focus so much on retaining everything that I'm trying to teach you. Pick you one or two, three gold nuggets that hopefully just ignites a fire. And then it's on them to keep the fire going. And so it's the same thing when I'm working with a dealership, I tell them like, I am here to spark a match. I said, but it's the leaderships here that are going to keep the fires going by investing in your people. So the biggest reward is just when people reach out to you and they're just like, man, I just went from selling 6 cars a month to 18 cars a month by using some of those social media strategies you told me about, or by using video in the process. Like when that happens and people are buying cars and people are buying homes, when that happens, that is hands down the best reward that you can have because you are now you're a part of their journey, you know? And there's so many people that I have that I can say that to that like I'm here because of them, different trainers, people, consultants I've worked with. So sorry to go off on a tangent, but think about the reward.
Give him a hand.
That's what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. A legacy of
me and my tits here.
Dude, I love it. I love because you're showing you. This is authentic. That's what I mean. Your children. That's your heart. That's why. That's your why. That's where it all starts, man. That is why you do this. Why you're here smiling. Why you're talking and sharing your story. Why you're out there having legacies left everywhere, bro. Why you're out there talking, those messages. That's your legacy, man. People are going to remember that. They're going to share that with somebody else. They may not even know the name Duran Cage, but they do know the person. They will know that energy. That energy will stay forever. That is your legacy, bro. And way to do it. Way to keep it growing. Way to honor that and understand that you're just beginning. You just started. It's just beginning.
We haven't even connected together yet in person, and I just know that that's another level for each of us to go to. And I'm anticipating that day. Getting here was fun and so exciting. And here it is. We've already sipped this whole cup. And one thing that I do know I need is some more of that, right? Man. We need to get some more of that. I can't go one day with Duran, right? We got to have a – we got to keep building that relationship. We're excited for that. But encourage all you other car guys and car gals. Keep making those relationships happen. Keep digging into the relationships that are closest and most important to you. And then from that place of good, healthy growth, start to sow seeds in the people around you and share in the joy when they start seeing great fruit and celebrate it and help everybody grow together. I love it. Rand, you have blessed my heart. You have definitely deposited some great stuff for car guys and car gals that can always go back to carguycoffee.com and get it. But how do they get a hold of you going forward?
Yes, man. Well, thank you guys so much, man. I appreciate you for allowing me to be on, being flexible with me. I'm surprised none of the kids hadn't popped up in here because it's like getting close to that time where they're about to jump on their Zooms and do their thing. So thank you guys so much. I love your energy. I mean, I've got notes. I'm sitting here taking notes, listening to you guys speak because I love what you guys are doing. And it's going to be – I think you guys are just getting started, man. I think you're going to have one of the number one shows – hopefully where it's not just automotive, man. I envision that guys branch out and you impact the world with what you guys are doing and just giving that energy because there's just not enough of it. You know, of course, you know, there's a lot of different people out there doing it, you know, that are trying to bring that energy, but there's just not enough. We need so much more. So love what you guys are doing and appreciate you again. But for me, anybody wants to connect with me, the easiest place is on social media. So whether you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, just search Duran Cage with two R's, you know, like Duran. And my middle name's Michael, so I got named after Duran and Michael Jackson. So you just put Duran with two R's. And
is that for real? Cage. You got named after both of them for real?
What?
Yes, yeah, so no, man. In the early 80s, and it was like,
yes, what I'm talking about. Parents.
I don't know if it's true or not. They said it was the two hottest things in the early 80s was Duran and Michael Jackson. So my name's Duran Michael Cage. So whether that's true or not, I can't dance like Mike, but, you know, I'll listen to them both. What's that?
So you dunk like Mike, you know what I'm saying?
I can dunk like Mike, yes.
Yes,
I can dunk like Mike. I love basketball and stuff like that. So, yeah, and they can visit cageautomotive.com, whichever. But, again, I'm just thankful to be on here, and I look forward I'm looking forward to once we get out of this craziness, and I'd say a lot of the craziness in the world in terms of the pandemic has died down a lot, but I'm looking forward to the people that I've connected with, such as yourself, just getting together, man. Like, it's going to be a big man hug. I'm sorry. Man, it's
crazy.
A hug.
Crazy. I'm going to be
like,
dude,
like, it's good to see you. And just thinking one day that I'm going to be sitting there in your guys' office, like one day I'm going to be sitting right next to you guys doing a podcast. We're going to be talking about this one. Be like, man, remember the first one we did? Now here with us. We're drinking coffee and probably working together on a project or something, man. So I'm just putting it into the universe that there's something bigger for us that's coming
out. I'm feeling that in the universe, my friend. I'm throwing it back out there too. We're going to hold on to that energy and we're going to stay on that frequency and ride it in like a good surfboard. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I love it, man. I love you. I appreciate you. I know you got to get out of here. You got some important stuff to do today. Thank you for spending this hour with us. It was a very, very, very awesome hour of power right now, man. I love it. I hope that everybody else out there who was watching this, I hope you guys felt the same thing. And I know that they did, actually. I know they did. So Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. We appreciate each and every one of you that have spent your time with us. Go check us out at carguycoffee.com. Enjoy these words from our sponsors as we head out. But before we do, I just want to say thank you so much for spending time sharing love, all of you, with comments and coffee emojis and excitement for our friend Duran Cage. We are so thankful that we are brewing solutions for the best. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenartz, the dancing subprime hero.
And we have been brewing on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Let's brew.